Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I want to thank everyone for tuning in, listening to the show tonight. It's just an honor.
Here it is. It's about that time. Let's see. Let's go.
Never said I got it all right. All right. All I ever said was God is good. Uh-huh. And I never had it all together. But he always showed mercy on me. Made a few mistakes in my life. Forgive me.
Once again, I want to say thank everyone for tuning in tonight on It's a Way Out. Most of all, it's a way to stay out right here with your host, Merlin Reed, on Never Had It So Good, sports, media, entertainment. Truly a blessing to be able to come here, another blessed show, to give y'all some information about what's going on in life and maybe give some inspiring courage to stay encouraged to people, you know, that's going through some things in life. But first, I want to say thank God for allowing me to be able to do this. Thank our Lord Savior Jesus Christ, and I want to thank my last guest on the last show, my co-host, my church members, my brothers and sisters in Christ, Deacon Rudy and his wife, Sister Michelle, for coming on the show and give it that 90-day pay your way to success. I know it's been working for me, but I think I was on like day 20th before I relapsed of doing what I was doing. So now I got to start back all over, you know, starting the day. You know, want to say rest in peace to Fife Dog from Tribe Called Quest. You know, he lost his battle with diabetes, and you know, I'm a diabetic myself, I think he was type one. I'm type two. So it's a battle for me every day to stay on my diet and to not eat sweets and not drink juice. And, you know, so it's a battle for me. So that Page Away to Success last week was, you know, really for me too, to do that 90-day remedy. And you know, I slipped off. But today, like I say, after I heard he passed away, and, you know, I got to take this diabetic thing serious, because I don't take it serious. I eat what I want to eat. I drink what I want to drink. Ever since the last 4 years, I found out that I was diagnosed, you know. So, but at the end of the day, you know, hearing him pass away from it, it really, like, him at the age of 45 and me being 40, and I'm looking like, man, I might only have 5 years, you know, to live if I don't battle this right. So, you know, 5 years live in the flesh. But I'm not scared, because I know where I'm going. But I just want to be here in the flesh to raise my two small children and to guide my oldest son, you know, some ways, and, you know, plus be with my wife, you know. But so, with that being said, I know I got to start taking my diabetic serious. And everyone that got any kind of health issues, please take it serious. So rest in peace to Fife Dog, and, you know, many blessings out to his family. With that being said, tonight we got a special show. A lot of people that be listening to the show, they maybe don't call in, but they listen to the link, you know, the next day after I sent it to them. And they had many questions about, well, what type of radio show is this, and what station is on, and what network, and who do the radio, and, you know, X, Y, Z, and some questions I just be stuck on and can't answer, you know. But tonight we got a very special guest, the CEO herself, Miss Princess Cooper, who run the whole thing, who put this whole thing together, who give people like myself opportunities to get on the network and do the vision that we have. So she'll be on tonight, you know, sometime tonight, and she can answer the questions. I'm going to ask her some questions. She can answer all the questions that I don't have to give to the people who listen to my show, you know what I mean? Like I said, who might not call in, but do listen to the link the next day when I send it to them. So as I get more and more response from people listening to the link, rather than calling in and listening. So, you know, I'm honored. It's a blessed feeling to be able to have her on as a guest, because without her vision, this is not, my vision is not working through here. So it's just, you know, truly a blessing. And I hope everyone had a great 2 weeks since the last time I spoke to all of y'all. A lot of things still going on in the world. Still a lot of violence out here that we have to pray for peace, you know, because it's just getting worse and worse with the generation. You know what I'm saying? Like, now, you know, you got children, you know, 13 and 14 that's committing crimes. And us as adults, us as leaders, we got to reach them, because they are our future. And whatever they doing now, excuse me, whatever they doing now affects our future. So we got to get back to allow them to understand that being a doctor, a lawyer, a nurse, a business owner is okay, you know, because their dreams are so different now. You know, that was our dreams growing up, to being a fireman, and growing up to be a doctor, you know, to being a lawyer. You know, that's not their dreams today. A lot of these young men's dreams is growing up, they wanting to be a dope boy, you know, to be the biggest dope dealer in a city. And we got to change that, you know. it's hard. It'll be hard because every time they come outside, this is what they see outside their door. You know, we can't officially stop that, but we can give them some direction and give them some vision and stop letting that be their vision. You know, we got to get them vision. So, like I say, you know, that's part of my ministry, vision and direction. My ministry, Men Do Help Men, it breads off of seven words. And, you know, clarity, understanding, information, correction, direction, discipline, and vision. And for the youth, I try to use direction and vision because they truly need that. And also, you know, discipline is breaded into everyone's lifestyle. But for the youth, direction and vision, and we got to give them that because if they don't see it, they're not going to believe it. So, you know, we got to step up and change and make the change. Also, with the presidential, the race is this, I don't know, the Democrats and the Republicans. Everybody know about the Republicans and who the front runner of that. So I'm not going to really entertain and get him any spotlight on this show. But, you know, same with the Democrats. I don't know. It's just going to be the next 4 years after this is just going to be different. It's going to be critical. So we got to really decide and choose and get out there and vote, because our votes do matter right now. If it don't matter, if it didn't matter any other presidential race, it matters this race, truly. So pay attention, start watching the presidential race and seeing what's going on both sides, on the Democrat and on the Republican side, and start seeing what's going on and start getting the information and start understanding and start trying to vision your future, our future. But I'm talking to individuals right now, so I'm going to say you, but I'm including myself too. But start vision your future of if Democrat in office or if Republican in office, because your vote do matter. So start paying attention to that. Also, real quick, once again, like I try to bring up every time, talk about the book. It's a way out. I mean, it's a diary of a changed man. It's coming. I really can't put no date, emphasize no date on it, but it's definitely coming. It's about 80% complete. I do have most of the book back. I'm just editing it. And like I say, this is my life. And people that know me, you know, I had to be accurate with the things that happened in my life, because if it's not accurate, you know, you have people waiting for it to say that didn't happen, or it didn't happen that way, or, you know, so that's why it takes so long, because, you know, I had to have everything right. Even from when I was a child, I got to go back and do research and, you know, ask people that was around me when I was younger. Maybe I don't remember this, remember that. And I got to go to different people, family members, and ask them, you know, what happened to this, what happened with that. So I had to do research and things of that nature. So that's why it's, you know, it's taken a little bit of time. So, you know what I mean? That's, you know, the process with the book, but it's coming, man. And I feel as though it's going to be so powerful to help change. And like I say, the first beginning of my life, it's going to help the youth. It's going to give them that direction and give them that vision, because at the same time, it's going to give them that direction. Man, now, I don't want to go this way because XYZ happened to him. And I don't want to come that way. And I don't want to go that way because I might not make it out. Same thing can happen to me. And the vision is allowing them to read it and see it, you know. So, you know, maybe they can go be the lawyer and the doctor and study, you know, being a thug and a criminal that I was at the early age. So, you know, I really thank them for the older people like myself that's still trapped in the lifestyle. It's gonna help give them some, you know, stability, because I use for the older people correction and discipline. Them two words is powerful, and like I say, you gotta separate judgment from correction. And once you understand the difference of judgment and the difference from correction, you understand the power of what somebody trying to do for you. So with that being said, man, I'm gonna shoot to commercial real quick. And we come back on the other side with some more details. And like I say, tonight's show is just, you know, talking about the radio and talking about what's going on with my life. And hopefully you can get some information from this broadcast thing and some understanding from my show and from the network at the same time. So thanks for tuning in. We're going to shoot to a commercial on It's a Way Out. But most of all, it's a way to stay out with your host, Marlon Reed, right here on Never Have So Good Sports Media Radio.
A company using our great-grandmother's pickle recipe. Cucumbers, dill, peppers, and garlic. That's it. Pairing that with a Triscuit. It's been around for over 100 years. Triscuit starts with three ingredients. It's really simple. We want to keep doing that.
This song says God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and His grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me.
Let go. I felt like I just couldn't take life.
So it's the way out, but most of all, it's the way to stay out right here on Another Head of So Good Sports Media Radio, which CEO Princess Cooper. So like I was saying before I went to commercial, man, today is another different show that I normally bring y'all. Like the last show was a little different. Like I said, you got a little bit of discipline on 90 days and how to go about some things that you're trying to do in your life, maybe lose weight or change your pattern. And, you know, you take it, you know, 10 days at a time, then you look up, you take another 20, and then take another 20, look up, you got 30, 45 days into the 90. But for me, like I say, I'm starting that all over again today because of, and it's a sad way to do what I need to do. Because, like I say, you know, Fife Dawg died from, you know, diabetes and me being diagnosed with being a diabetic. And I don't take it serious, but I really do. That really woke me up today. So I'm starting my 90 days over. And once again, this show here is a lot different from what I do, but it's a great show because it's a lot of people want to get into broadcasting. And they asked me, like, well, how did you get into broadcasting? I'm like, wow, man, I didn't go to school or, you know, you got people in college that take up broadcasting and everything to get on to be a radio host. And it's just something for me. I came on the show and I was on my co-host show that was on the show last week, and Miss Princess Cooper, the CEO, heard my testimony, heard my story, and she liked what she heard, and she had a vision for me because I didn't see myself doing this. So she had a vision for me, and, she offered me a position on her network to come on the team and help the team, you know, go to another level, elevate to another level. And plus reach another area of, you know, we trying to get every state that we can get in the United States and hopefully, you know, outside of the United States. If not already, you can listen outside. So that's what happened and that's how I got on. And, you know, she great, a great person, man. Never met her in the flesh, but, you know, I talked to her over the phone and just, you know, the kind heart she has and the greatness and the vision she has and putting this whole thing together. It's powerful. She got her own talk show, too, which is a sports radio. If anybody that's heavy into sports, she bring it. Like for me, I always try to promote the network as much as possible, you know, download the app. Tell people to download the app. You got four different segments. You got the gospel. You got the entertainment. You got the sports. You know, the network got so many different syndicated shows. So if this show don't gravitate to you, you have other shows that I'm pretty sure you will get something from one of the other shows, one of the other hosts. So I'm always excited about the network. Because I can see where it's going myself. I had my own vision for the network, for our store, and my own vision for, you know, my show and all the shows and how we can impact the world, because it's part of evangelism, because, you know, you're still reaching people. People is listening in. People, if they're not calling in, like I say, they can go back and listen to the link. And that's what a lot of my followers do. They really don't call in, but I'm starting to get them to listen to the link the next day, or listen to the link. I got a few people listening to the link tonight, you know. So it's a great thing to be in this position. It's a great way to be able to get out there. And, you know, for my show, it's pushing God's word. I'm not going to say nobody else's show, because all of us, you know, is spiritual. But I can only speak for me right now. But, you know, for me, it was a better way to help push the word and to help, you know, give some directions, some corrections, some discipline, some information, some understanding, some clarity, and some vision to people. So, man, this is a great way, man. And I love the network. I'm always listening to other shows, and I hope y'all are too, because I try to study other people to get better with my show. And like I say, you know, got some different things coming. You know, I'm not going to always have the testimonies that have people crying, and you know what I mean? So, because that's what my show, based on the first 5 months, was about, really testimony. And it's still going to be based off that, but we're going to elevate it to a different level and, you know, just get a few different people. It's not going to change the foundation. We're just going to change some of the shows. The foundation is still going to be inspirational. It's still going to be Christ-like. But you just want to do some different things. You know, not going to go outside the box, but we're going to do some different things, you know, that viewers want to hear, you know, because different viewers want to hear different things. And we got to cater to what the people want to hear, you know, especially if it's positive. So, you know, that's where I'm at with the show, man. It's a beautiful thing. It's been 5 months, going on 6 months. So the first 6 months, man, truly success has been growing. It's a slow pace, and it's a learning process, especially when you jump in the field and you just learning, and you really don't know the field, but you get to learning at the same time. And that's what happened. So I'm going to shoot to another quick commercial, and then when I come back from commercial, man, we're going to have one of the greatest, maybe the greatest guests I had on. I ain't going to say maybe, the greatest guests I had on this far, because without her, I wouldn't even be having guests on. So when you come back, for all the people that be listening to the show and they ask me what kind of radio show is this, I can't turn on the radio and hear you. What is Blog Talk Radio? And never had it so good. What type of app is that? You're going to get all them questions answered that I couldn't answer to y'all. So we're going to shoot to a quick commercial for maybe a minute and come right back on It's a Way Out, but most of all, it's a way to stay out on Never Had It So Good Sports Media Radio with your host, Marlon Reed.
God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask. Or call into the power that worketh in us.
Hallelujah. How many believe it tonight? Somebody turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, he's able. Tell somebody else, he's able. Y'all ready?
Exceedingly. Abundantly. All you could ask for can according to the power that worketh in you.
Once again, we back on It's a Way Out, but most of all, it's a way to stay out with your host, Marlon Reed. If you're just tuning in, tonight is a special night because we got the CEO, Mrs. Princess Cooper, herself on here to explain to the broadcast and the business, to explain the never had so good sports media radio, what it's about and what it stands for, and all the questions that y'all have for me, you can ask her yourself. With further ado, I want to introduce Ms. Princess Cooper, the CEO. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Hello, Marlon. How are you?
I'm blessed. I'm truly blessed. And, you know,
awesome.
Once again, thank you for this opportunity.
Yes, sir. You know, I was listening to you tell how you came upon the network and how we came upon you. And, you know, you were on Rudy Govan and Michelle Govan's show, Pave Your Way to Success. And I listened to the whole show live, and I listened to you just talk and give your testimony and talk about where you came from and where you were going. And in this business of internet-based radio where you can create a podcast and get your brand out there, to have someone who's genuine, to have someone who's been through something, and to have a testimony is very powerful to be able to convey through radio. You don't have TV to see it. All you have is radio. And
yes,
you did that. So you stayed on my mind, and I said, okay, you know, God, I hear you. And whenever I get to the point where I can handle it, I'm going to call him and say, hey, you know, I heard you, and you're exactly what I want. And I did that. I reached out to you, and you were like, I don't know. Are you sure? I don't know. Are you sure? But the one thing, Marlon, I was sure of is that we need more positive men to have a voice,
yes,
especially our culture. But I understand God's word, and I try not to cherry pick it. And God said man is the head of the household. We need to make sure that more men like you have a bigger voice. And that
thank
was
you.
One of my sole motivations is that I knew if I could get you to this point, your message would help. And if it just changed one, then my job is done. I have a business,
yes,
but I've always said to all of you all that it's also a ministry to me. It's a passion. And that's where you came from. You came to me because I listened to you. I heard your genuineness, and I said, okay, I'm coming back for that young man right there.
Mm-hmm.
I need for him to make a difference on this network. We were already in Philadelphia with two other shows, but that didn't matter. I didn't have someone like you, and I wanted that on the network. So congratulations. I didn't know it had been 5 months. You have evolved.
Yeah.
And you are in the business now with no formal training, but on-the-job training, and you surpassed my every expectations. Congratulations.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you, Mrs. Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
It's truly a blessing. And like I said, the 5 months, man, it been a journey because I can talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
know, I was ready to give up within
mm-hmm.
like 2-3 months, and I talked to you, and you talked to me, and said, "No, don't give up. You know, just it's other ways to do things, and
mm-hmm.
your voice needs to be heard." And you know, we decided to go from every night to, I mean, every Wednesday to every other Wednesday, which is a blessing,
yes,
to me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm shooting back for every Wednesday. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just still, you know, filling my way out into the hosting business and into the network. But I got some questions for you, and I want to say thank you once
okay.
again because keeping me bound, because like I said, I was ready to give up, and I always speak to tell people to stay encouraged, but sometimes people who speak encouraged need to be encouraged too, and that's what you gave me.
Yes,
I'm glad I'm glad we could sit back and talk about it. Like you said at that time, we're going to sit back and talk about when you was ready to give up and look. So I'm blessed that I didn't give up because, you know, people need to hear people's voice to stay encouraged. But the network itself, never had a so mm-hmm. good sports media radio. What type of network that is on? I know, but a few other people that mm-hmm. always ask me, like, because I can't turn on the radio and hear you. So what kind of radio station that? So can you share a little bit to the people for me?
Mm-hmm. You know what? It's a lot like iHeartRadio or where you are internet-based. And internet-based is taking the place of AM, FM. You know, when we grew up, and even now, AM is not probably going to reach further than the boundaries of your city. And FM maybe will reach out to your city. You know, I live in Columbia, South Carolina. By the time I get to Charlotte, I've lost my FM, you know, band too. Hold on just a minute, I got a call.
Yes.
But with internet-based radio, if you have access to the internet, then you can listen to the show. And that's what I try to tell people. No, we don't have, you know, we're not 103.6, we're not 102.9, but what we are is even better. We're now in 46 states and 52 countries with reaching because people have the internet.
Yeah.
Sorry, then I had to sneeze. And that's what makes it so beautiful. So, no. You know, thank you so much. We are not, you know, that normal FM. You can't get in the car and turn on your radio, but you can get in the car and turn on your phone, click the app, and, you know, when I post you on Facebook, click that, and while you're riding home, you can hear Marlon Reed, some of his previous shows and his live shows. So I think it's even better because once you do a show, it turns into a podcast. And hey, listeners, Marlon Reed is on iTunes. So all you have to do is go download the app to your iPad or if you have the iPhone or if you have your laptop, you can download the iTunes app and just search Marlon Reed and his name will come up and all of his previous shows will be there. So it's just another avenue. It's one of those avenues that are up and coming, and that is live stream internet radio.
Oh, wow. Thanks for elaborating that. And that's the thing. We in a time where, you know, internet is basically running everything. Wi-Fi
yeah.
and all that is running everything. And it's a great way. And, you know, I speak it too. But and that's awesome that, like you say, I always tell people, look, man, download the app, man, because
mm-hmm.
what the CEO is doing is building a brand for the future, and it's so many different shows and so many different categories. How did you come about like really separating the because when they download the app, I had somebody download that tonight and they couldn't find me, and I said, well, it's four different categories. How do you mm-hmm. go about with separating and putting people in the categories?
I originally started you in entertainment. I said, but you know, I wanted to move you mainly because I wanted to give you some better timing. But you know, I first started out with just the sports show, and I started out with the sports show. I said, hey Rev, you know, I want to talk sports. He said, okay, you know, sweetie, I support you. So we started the show at a barbershop to give it some type of, you know, reality TV kind of action too. So we started it, we progressed with it, and I said, well, you know, I think I can do this at another level and train people to do it. And I didn't want to veer away from sports, so I said, I'm going to call it the Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. So I have Never Had It So Good Sports Radio, and then I started Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. Never Had It So Good, let's talk about that. I, you know, started a sports show in the barbershop, and the barbershop is owned by my deacon, who is at Second Nazareth. And every time you see him and you say, hey, Deke, how are you? And he says, Never Had It So Good. So I coined Never Had It So Good, copyrighted it, licensed it, and made it my own. I asked his permission, but he said, of course you can. So it became a household name in Colombia. Now it's a household name, we hope, you know, around. But it comes from someone that is so near and dear to me, and he's so inspiring, and he's like my spiritual father in a lot of ways. But every time you see him, Never Had It So Good. And when people hear that, it makes them think. So once we progress and continue to get shows, I'm like, okay, I need to maybe expand this because I want to bring musical interest into, I want to do an entertainment side. I knew I wanted to stay true to my roots and do a gospel side, but also yes. keep the sports side. So that's why you have four platforms. I talk sports every night from 7 to 9, but of course I abbreviated it tonight because I wanted to be on and be a guest and talk to your listeners. And then
Thank
we
you.
Have the sports media network, and then we have the entertainment side where we have shows like Curvy Ticks Rock, Been There, Done That. It's Recovery Just for Today, which I think is a powerful show with Lloyd Bell out of Atlanta. He's a recovering alcoholic, and his dad is his co-host. And his dad talks about how he wasn't ready to give in to or to succumb to alcoholism. But he came by work one day, and his dad said, you know, I'm not going to say anything to him. I'm not going to say anything to him. But he said, you know what? God said, no, say it to him again. Son, come home. Son,
wow.
change your life. Son, we need to in this family. And he said, thank God I did that day, because he came by to see me at work to say bye, because he was going to a building to jump off the building and commit suicide.
Wow.
And he said, I pass by that building every day now. And I said, Lord, thank you, because you helped me. You made sure that day I corralled my son and saved him from jumping.
Amen.
And he said, now I have a daughter-in-law and have two grandkids, and my son is saved from the demon of alcoholism. And they have different people on to talk about their battles with alcoholism.
Yes.
But those are kind of powerful things that we have on the platforms. And it's great to hear you say you go support, because you do. But, hey, everybody, listen, you know, I just got a vision. Reverend Robertson supported the vision, and the vision is to give people like us, you know, the normal person who we have a passion and we have a word, but we need an audience. Well, that's what we're doing. And in the meantime, we're creating this whole media phenomenon, and I'm just so glad that I have people like you in my corner, so when we get to that top of that elevator, we can send it back down together and help somebody else.
Oh, wow. That's powerful. And we, like I said, we so embraced and don't know how blessed we is to have you and have your vision and have your husband and your vision and bring this on, because people do need to hear the word. People do need to hear words. People look for, like you say, the show about the alcoholism and you know, him being in the right place, right time to go, you know, say something to his son and for him to stop the building. Now they got a show to help to send the elevator back down to reach people back up to bring them out of their addiction. And that's powerful. And that's what I always out talking to the people, man. When I'm talking to the people, I'm always talking about our show and our network and, you know, what you're doing and where it's going. And it's just truly a blessing to be able to be here to do these things. But can I ask you this question? Like, say, for instance, you know, it's a couple people that feel as though they can be radio hosts. How can they contact you or maybe get you to listen to them speak or anything and, you know, evaluate them and see where they at to try to be a host?
Well, you know what? All of you all as hosts are represented on princesscooper.com, and there is a tab that says Become a Host. You can go to that tab and learn how to contact me. Everybody that's listening now, you can contact me in several ways. There is a corporate 800 number, and also you can email me at princesslashawn@gmail.com, and that is P-R-I-N-C-E-S-S. CESSLASHAN, PrincessLashawn@gmail.com. But also you can reach our host and me with a corporate number, and that is 866. I want to make sure I get it right, 866-543-1875. You know, call that, leave me a message or get me directly, and then we can go ahead and talk about how you can become a radio show host and be a part of the network. But that's the contact information, the website, PrincessCooper.com, or 866-543-1875. My extension is 700, and you'll see all the list of the other people on the network too. I can't remember your extension, Marlon, but you also have one too. So, but that's how you can contact me if you're interested. If you have a word and a passion, we have three new shows launching May 3rd. Sky Wonders is doing a show about being 40 plus. She is launching on May 3rd out of Atlanta. Elliot Johnson is launching his fitness show out of Houston, Texas on May 3rd. And then Duke's Consulting. Larice Dukes used to work for Merrill Lynch, and she now owns her own magazine and her own consulting business. So she is launching out of Arizona on May 3rd, too. So three new shows in May, three new shows in June, and we're going to make those months. Hey, everybody, the listeners, Mother's Day, we're going to focus on some powerful women, and in June, we're going to focus on some powerful men throughout the platformer shows.
Wow, that's awesome. For all the people that's listening, I hope y'all had your notepads and pens and wrote down the information. Want to say thank you for coming on, because I know your time is busy. I know your schedule is tight. So I appreciate the time you took out from your own sports show, your own talk show to get on this show. So I want to say thank you. I want to let you go. It's truly a blessing. Continue many blessings to you and your family, and continue to forward the network. Y'all hear where the network growing. It's three more new shows coming in May, and then three more new shows coming in June. If you feel as though you got that voice and that touch, leave a message. But thank you so much, Princess Cooper, for stopping by. It's truly a blessing. Thank you.
Yes, congrats, Marlon, and I'm proud of you, and I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Yes, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes, I want to just thank her once again, man, for answering all the questions that a lot of people have for me during the show. you know, when they go back and listen to the show, man, now y'all understand what type of radio show this is or what type of network that this is. Basically, I really want to say what type of network this is, and where it's going, and how it's growing, and how it's impacting the United States, touching every state. So, you know, you can't go on your radio. I mean, you can't go in your car and turn on a radio, but like she say, you can download the app and have it on your phone, and it's maybe like 30 different syndicated shows that you can listen to it, that if you can't get nothing from this show, you can get something from the next show. If you can't get nothing from that show, you can get something from the next show. And there's four different categories. It's sports, it's gospel, it's entertainment, and it's another category that I can't think right off my head. But, you know, this is what I wanted to bring to y'all tonight. This information about our network, period, and it's growing, as y'all can see. And for all the people who feel as though that they can be a host, and you can start here, you know, you can start here, and maybe, you know, a bigger entertainment, maybe hear you and, you know, get you on from there. Not saying that this is not big. I'm not saying that. So people don't confuse me. But what I'm saying is, maybe if you're trying to get to the FMs and, you know, blow up into the TV talk show host, you got to start somewhere. And this is a great opportunity for you to start. If you feel as though you had that vision, just give her a call on that number or email her, Mrs. Princess Cooper. So with that being said, man, I wanted to just say thank you. That's truly a blessing. really wrapping up tonight's show. It was truly an honor for me, like I said, once again. But, yeah, man, I want to talk about a little bit something different real fast once again. We got a vision what's going on in this world. I want y'all to, we're just going to brush up what I talked about a little earlier. I want y'all to pay attention to this presidential race. Please pay attention to it because, man, the next 4 to 8 years can be real critical. A lot of people, you know, in the media talk about this, talk about that, about President Obama. But if you look at the last 8 years, man, it really changed. People is back spending money. You know, jobs is up a little bit. You know, people buying cars again and people out eating dinner. And, you know, the depression is ain't bad as it was from when he first got in office. He did, you know, change America a lot in his last 4 years prior to you maybe when he had to take over the first 4 years that it was the deficit that we was in. So definitely a Democrat that's going to be well missed. Hopefully we can get somebody in there that can continue that vision for America and had the intent to move America forward. So, you know, we got to pay attention as a nation and come together as a nation and make this vote who we going to vote in, because these next 4 to 8 years can be real critical for everyone. The rich, the poor, the people that's in the middle class. So it's going to be real critical for us all. So pay attention to that. And once again, the ministry, Men Do Help Men. If you want to be a part of it, you know, contact me on Facebook, Marlon Reed, Instagram, Mr. Marlon Reed, my email, MrMarlon960@gmail.com. I need some leaders to step up and be leaders to the people that I'm ministering to, because, you know, I need to send them to different men in different categories to show them, look, this man can help you do this, this man can help you do that. So, like I say, also got the shirts. Men Do Help Men, got the shirts out there. I was giving them out for free last year, the little bit of shirts I did me, but, you know, this year I'm charging $15 a shirt. You got the front and you got the back, but it's costing me more than $15 to print one shirt. It's just a help, because everything come out of my pocket right now, you know, as far as the ministry. So, you know, the $15 I charge you for the shirt is helping to print more shirts. So with that being said, you got the front, you know, with two hands shaking hands, you know, like, and they say Men Do Help Men. In the back is direction, correction, discipline, understanding, vision, ministry on the back. So you got them words on the back. So you got front and back for $15. Plus we representing the ministry, man. It ain't just the ministry. It's a ministry, but, you know, we representing as a whole. Like I say, I don't care what religion you in or if you're not religion. Like, this a men's thing. And, you know, we helping men to bring them back up, to be leaders, to be fathers, to be husbands, to be brothers, to be sons. And this is what it stands for, you know, because the women can't do it by themselves. They raising sons by themselves. Maybe, I don't know the situation or circumstances, and I'm not going to, you know, judge no man of anything, but, you know, you have a lot of women that could be in the ministry too, because they need help raising these boys, you know, to be men. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, we just trying to get it out there now and hopefully have our first men's conference sometime, maybe at the end of this year, to let people know what it stands for. Come together, have a few speakers, and, you know, and let the people know what it stands for. But like I said, if you're in a different religion or not religion, just because you're not, you can be a part of this, because it's about religion, but it's not about religion. I'm going to speak my religion because this is what I'm breaded about. So me speaking about it don't mean you have to convert over. I would prefer you to accept Christ, but, you know, that's not the passion of the ministry. Like, that's the passion, but that's not the passion to say, oh, I'm not Christ, I can't come near. No, you still can come, no matter, you know, your religion or not. So I wanted to put that out there. It's not just a religion thing. This is a nation thing. This is a world thing for all men and women. Because like I say, women need help raising these boys, you know, to be men. So this can help them as well, the information they receive. So we just got the shirts out there to put the ministry out there all over the world. So with that being said, man, if you want a shirt, you know, contact me, like I said, on Facebook, inbox me. I'll meet you during the week. If you're in the Philadelphia area, New Jersey area, I can meet you. Maybe I could ship the shirt to you if you give me your address or give me an address to ship it to. Let me change that. Not your address, but give me an address to ship it to if you're outside of Pennsylvania or the New Jersey area or even the Delaware, the tri-state area, if you're outside that area. And if you want a shirt, you see it on Facebook, if you like the shirt, you want to represent the ministry and you know, stand for this motivation and this inspiration and this movement and this moment, then, like I say, inbox me on Facebook, Mr. Marlon, at Marlon Reed, or once again, my email, marlon960@gmail.com. So I want to say thank everyone for tuning in. You know what I mean? Once again, I want to thank my homie. He plug in every show. You know, I want to thank my brother for listening in tonight as well. And, you know, he can reach the rest of the family. And this is start with my family listening through him. So, you know, I'm going to keep him encouraged and thank him for listening as well. And maybe he can get the rest of the brothers and sisters to listen in as well. But I want to thank him and his wife and his children. And I thank all the rest of the listeners for listening in all the time. Like I said, it's going on 6 months and we still here and we're growing. And it's just a powerful thing, man, a beautiful thing to be in a position. Next show, I left y'all back in December about the flesh versus the spirit. I'm bringing that show. I know it's been a gap. It was a two-part show, and I spaced it out 3 months. But the next show will be about the spiritual. Hopefully, I will have some help with bringing that spiritual show, why we should be living for the spirit and not living for the flesh, but living in the flesh. We can't help it because we live in the flesh, but don't live for the flesh. So I definitely will be bringing that to y'all within the 2 weeks, the next show. It's going to be powerful. Hopefully, like I said, I'm hoping to have a special guest on that can really help me spread this and information and this wisdom and this knowledge about the spirit. But if not, I do it myself, you know, about it. So it's just truly a blessing. Thank y'all. Until then, enjoy. I'll see y'all next month. Once again, The Diary of a Changed Man, the book is coming. The ministry, Men Do Help Men. You know, the show, It's a Way Out, but most of all, it's a way to stay out. We never had a so good sports media radio. Like I say, listen to all the shows, man. If you don't get nothing from this show, it's 30 other shows you can syndicate and listen to. Support them and listen to them. And I'm pretty sure you'll get something from this show. Once again, I want to thank Miss Princess Cooper for taking the time out of her schedule and coming on the show and giving out some information about the network and giving people understanding. So with that being said, Thank y'all. I love y'all. Many blessings to all. Amen.